Time now is 6:09 on the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Monday, January 22nd, and the weather today, not bad. Cloudy with a high of 25, which is way warmer than anything we saw last week. And then a few degrees warmer tomorrow as well. High of 28 in Duluth. We do have some slight chances for snow tonight and tomorrow. And we'll talk to Brandon Weathers from WDIO about that coming up later this morning. But I want to mention this. This was really scary. So it happened on Tuesday. Word of it broke later on in the week. But the Duluth Police Department says there was an armed robbery that occurred in the 1600 block of Kenwood Avenue. That was actually at the Kenwood Walgreens, according to the Duluth Police Department. So we heard about it. Basically, somebody walked in around 7:30 at night, and they had a weapon, and they demanded money. The person behind the counter gave money, and then the suspect fled, and they have been unable to locate him. But they do have some photos now that they're asking the public to look at, so you can see those. B105country.com. He's seen wearing a black face mask, plaid jacket, blue jeans, black shoes, and black gloves. It is actually pretty clear camera footage. Sometimes with these things, you know, we get like blurry photos. It is pretty clear. So if you know him, you've seen him around, you'd probably be able to recognize him. And then we also have ways that you can submit the tip if you do know who this is. So like I said, check that out, B105country.com or your B105 app. And on to happier news. Cannot remember if we talked about this just yet, but the Minnesota State Fair, you know, they always have amazing concerts and concert announcements and all of that. Well, they just announced their first show, their first big concert for 2024, and it is Kids Bop Live 2024. So that's going to be Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd. Definitely not what I thought, but, you know, Kids Bop covers all of, like, the biggest songs out right now, like Olivia Rodrigo, Dua Lipa, Tate McRae. They do choreography, special effects, all that. So fun to take your kids to. Definitely not what I was expecting for the first show of the Minnesota State Fair, but they always have something for everybody. So get ticket details, all that, B105country.com or your B105 app. Time now, 6:11. Good morning. Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country, 6:20 on the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Today going to be nice and warm, especially compared to what we saw last week. Cloudy with a high of 25, and then might see some snow tonight and tomorrow, but we are going to warm up even a few degrees tomorrow as well. So not going to see anything crazy or anything like that. But I am glad that it is starting to feel like winter, because this weekend we have the Lake Superior Ice Festival. Always so much fun. I go to it every single year. And it is Friday and Saturday. Now, there's so many different events. You've probably heard me interviewing a bunch of the people that are going to be there, the clubs, the organizations. So hopefully you've heard that and you're getting excited as well. But if you're interested in going Friday and Saturday, we have a full list of events. If there's one in particular that you're looking for, we have all the details on parking, things like that. But just for instance, so Friday, all the fun starts at 4. There's a sledding hill, an ice carousel. There's cornhole, because only in Minnesota do we play cornhole in the winter. And then Saturday, things kick off way earlier, 9 a.m. There is a craft fair, ice fishing, saunas, more cornhole, mini golf, just so many things. There's also ice characters and princesses. I remember last year I was there and I looked and I didn't know that that was going to be there. And I'm like, why are there princesses walking around? But it was fun. So you can, like I said, see a full schedule, B105country.com or on your B105 app. Super fun thing to do with your family. It is very family friendly. And then also on top of that, just a fun thing to do in the winter, and it's not too cold. It's going to be perfect. And Ken is going to be there as well on Friday, so you can go say hi to him. So very, very fun. Riley Green and Luke Combs, that is Different Round here, 6:39 on the Breakfast Club on B105. Good news today, a high of 25. It's going to feel amazing. Cloudy, might see some snow tonight, but nothing crazy. And we'll talk to WDIO meteorologist Brandon Weathers about that. But I need to talk about this. I wanted to wait till Ken was back, but I don't even think I can, because this is just ridiculous. So we talk a lot about tumblers, how I kind of have a little problem. My cupboard has so many. I do have a Stanley, but I don't have multiple Stanleys. And I got the Stanley before it was trendy. I just want to put that out there. But now it's like the thing. People are fighting each other. Like Target released a special Valentine's Day tumbler and people lined up and they were like fighting over the tumblers. And on TikTok, there's like a Stanley tumbler side of TikTok where people show off their collection. I'm happy that I have my Well, we have two in our household, but we each have one. This kind of makes me a little sick. So there is a 16-year-old. Her name is Amelia, and she just did an interview with the Wall Street Journal because she has 67 Stanley tumblers. Now, she's from Alabama. She says her parents have spent around $3,000 over the last year to help her get every style and every color that Stanley has available. This is crazy. So she does have a TikTok if you want to go check it out. She does have like 137,000-ish followers. So people are following her Stanley Cup collection, all of that. But she says that she uses all of them. She says it's not a waste. And then she also says if they're rare, I use them even more because I'm special for having them. And yeah, she just says she loves them and it's kind of like her thing. So I guess in my opinion, this makes me like kind of sad because I'm like, okay, that's just a lot. That's a little excessive. But I mean, I guess it could be worse. She could be collecting worse items or whatnot. Clearly her family can afford it. But yeah, I would be overwhelmed with that many tumblers. And I love mine. But like, I just think if you have more than one or a few, it's like, what are you going to do with all those? So she says she has 67 and she got her first one a year ago. All I will say about this is if I were her, I would wait like a year and then I would just sell them all and you could just make bank on all of them. But maybe she'd have to pay her parents back. I don't know. But check her out on TikTok. Like I said, her name is Amelia Awad and she details her collection there. So there you go. It's a very weird time to be alive. But you know what? This is a better topic than other things that are going on in the headlines. So time now at 6:48 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. That's a very ominous song there, but we have lots to get to. So Trace Adkins, you might have seen this. His comments are making headlines. I don't know how to say this guy's name. Bill Mayer? I don't know. Maybe I'm out of the loop. He was on the Club Random podcast last week, and the topic of Jason Aldean came up, and the topic of Morgan Wallen. Obviously, those have been two controversial figures in country music over the past few years. We all know what happened with Morgan Wallen a few years ago. Jason Aldean was very controversial last year when he released Try That in a Small Town. So Trace Adkins was asked about both of those controversies. And when Jason Aldean was brought up, he brushed it off. He said, Jason is not racist. And he said that the whole thing was silly. Now, in case you forgot, Jason, people were mad at the song, but then people were also mad at the music video because where he filmed the music video has a lot of history to it, a lot of really dark history. And Trace Adkins says he has no idea. He says people try to cancel, you know, Jason and Morgan, and it only gets them more press and it gets them more success. But he said that of all of the music videos that he's done in his career, he says he's never chosen the location. He said people say, hey, we're filming here. He shows up. He's like, I've never done my own research on filming locations. I don't double check with members of my team. Like, I just go where I'm told kind of a thing. So he is defending Jason in that way. And then he was also asked about Morgan Wallen, and he said, I've hung out with him. He's not racist. And he also said, again, when you try to cancel him, he just came back better than ever. And he said, I want to be canceled because after Morgan was canceled, he sold out two nights in a row, 55,000 tickets each. And that was 2022 and 2023. So he does have a good point. He says, I've been around both of those guys. They're good guys. They're not racist. So he's defending them. You can listen to that podcast interview and get more details, b105country.com. Very random, though. Trace Adkins on a podcast. I don't know. That wasn't on my bingo card today. Nico Moon, remember him? He is back with a brand new album, and it has a hearty collaboration. So he just released his new album Friday. It's called Better Days, and he and Hardy have a collaboration on it called Ain't No Better Place. And it's like classic Nico Moon, you know, of what was his big song? Good Time. Same vibes. And so you can hear that, B105country.com. And our B105 app while you're there, listen to newcomer Kylie Morgan talk about the one country artist who helped her and believed in her when no one else did. Kylie Morgan, she's an up-and-comer. She says it was Walker Hayes who helped her get her big break in Nashville. And I love these stories because, you know, Walker Hayes, he struggled to make it big in Nashville for a while and people helped him. So I just thought that was sweet. You can listen to her interview with Taste of Country Nights now, B105country.com, near B105 app. Scott and McCreary in between 710 on B105. So this is usually the time we do the 710 laugh off. I'm obviously not going to do it by myself, but if you want to go to Dublin Pub Comedy Night this weekend, you can enter right now on our app, B105country.com. We'll hook you up with tickets, but we got to talk about this. It seems like lately, and I don't know if this is just because everybody's online all the time or if something scary is happening, but we've had so many stories about airplanes that are just scary. Well, this is the latest one, and the story came out yesterday. However, this happened Thursday. Atlas Air Flight 95 returned to Miami International Airport after a reported engine failure. So apparently, there was a softball-sized hole in the plane, and they had to make an emergency landing. So the Federal Aviation Administration said that the softball-sized hole was discovered above its engine, and it caused a engine failure in the number two engine. So they had to turn around. They were only in the air for 14 minutes, went back to Miami. The company said in a statement that all standard safety procedures were followed. Nobody was injured. They landed safely, all of that. Still very scared. It's a Boeing 747. It was headed to Puerto Rico. And the scariest part is that somebody was outside walking her dog. And she looked up, she saw an airplane, and then she saw like sparks and a fire. And she was like, oh my goodness, is that plane okay? And she caught the whole thing on video, which is crazy. You can see that online, but she said, I couldn't tell what was happening with the plane, but it was definitely on fire. And then she saw it make an emergency landing. So just another reason to, I don't know, just scary. I saw that and I said, I'm just going to bike everywhere or drive everywhere, even though driving is technically, you know, a little more dangerous than flying, or actually a lot more dangerous than flying. These headlines, very scary. So you can go look up that footage if you want. Otherwise, you don't have to, and we can just pretend it didn't happen. 712 now coming up, music from Luke Combs, his latest, Jason Aldean, Cody Johnson, and more on B105. Okay, it's time for our brain teaser question. 725 on B105. Cloudy today with a high of 25. Now, this might get some people up in arms here. The new survey says drivers find this to be the most annoying thing they encounter behind the wheel. Now, this is something a lot of people say, oh, it's so bad in Duluth. It's because, like, the winter plays into this, and then spring comes around, and we're happy it's not winter, but we have to deal with these. Your chance to win some Taco John's. I'm going to throw in a meal from Papa Murphy's on us as well. So a new survey says drivers find this to be the most annoying thing they encounter behind the wheel. Well, what do you think it is? 727-B105. It's not other drivers. Time now is 729 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have a brain teaser question. I think it's easy. A new survey says drivers find this to be the most annoying thing they encounter behind the wheel. What is it? The phones are blowing up, so let's go to the phone. B105, what do you think?
People going under the seat.
No, but I hate that. That is so annoying. Thanks.
Yeah.
B105, what's your guess? It's not people going under the speed limit.
Potholes.
It is potholes. Yeah, those are annoying, especially because I feel like I have to play Mario Kart to avoid them. I'm just all over the place.
Right.
Who's this?
Jessica.
Congratulations, you have Taco John's. I'm going to throw in a meal at Papa Murphy's as well.
Beautiful, thank you.
There you have it. Potholes, the most annoying thing that people encounter behind the wheel. It's almost pothole season, so get prepared. That is your brain teaser question. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, same place. Time now, 7:30 on B105. Jordan Davis, While My World Spins Around, 7:41 on B105. Today, a lot warmer than what we saw last week. Thank goodness, cloudy with a high of 25. And I will say, last week, it was a good week to watch television because I was just not going to go outside. And if you went outside, I am proud of you. That is great. But when I would hear the wind and my hands would like freeze just walking from my car to my house, I was like, nope, I'm good. Well, we all know it's going to get cold again. And if you are like me, you just stay indoors when it gets that cold. This is perfect. So a new study just came out. It's Minnesota's favorite shows of 2023. So the way that this was done, it was done by a gambling website, which is very random. But basically, they looked at search history for Google for what each state was looking at the most. So like, what shows were we Googling the most in Minnesota? So I have to say, I got to watch more shows because I have only seen one on the list of the top 10. So the number one show that Minnesotans were Googling the most, and therefore it's their favorite show, according to the study, is Black Mirror. That's like that sci-fi show. I don't know. It just seems a little scary for me. Like things that are like, maybe not scary in terms of like a scary movie, but I feel like it was disturbing. I don't like to watch those kinds of things, but it's supposed to be a good show. The second one is The Crown. That is the only one that I've watched. And I'm going to be honest, I had to stop at season three. It just got a little intense. And then I had to keep Googling what was going on, because even though I know a lot about the monarchy, I'm like, it was hard. And then they did like a time jump. And then number three is Frasier, which is very random because that show's been around for a long time. But other ones in the top 10, Beef, The Last of Us, Barry, and then Shrinking, which Shrinking is a new show, I think, with Jason Segel, maybe. Now, in terms of what the rest of the country was watching, it's pretty much on par with that, give or take one or two different shows. So you can go see the full list, B105country.com, if you need some television watching inspiration. Time now is 7:50 on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have to talk about Chris Stapleton. Well, this is a little two-part Chris Stapleton story, because I didn't realize that he has his own line of whiskey. It's a Buffalo Trace distillery partnership called Traveler, obviously after his 2015 debut, which was like what propelled him into country music superstardom. So he recently did an interview with Rolling Stone, I think it was, and he talked about his relationship with alcohol, and he says, oops, some of my words were taken out of context. Now, he said, I did the interview, and basically in it, I said, I don't drink as much as I used to. He says he just has a lot more responsibilities. He doesn't really have time for leisure like he used to. You know, he and his wife, Morgan, they have a bunch of kids. He's on tour all the time, working on music, all of that. So he said people took that as, oh, I'm sober now. He says, I definitely drink, but he's like, it's barely like a drink a week or whatever. He's like, that was just taken out of context. Maybe because so many country stars have announced they're sober now, like Jake Owen, John Party said he's sober for now. And so he's like, I don't want people to hear that and think that I don't take sobriety seriously. He said, I do. I will enjoy a drink from time to time, but he's like, I just don't have that much time anymore. So you can read more about that, B105country.com. Glad he's clearing that up, because, you know, if somebody saw him drinking or something, like backstage, or he had a drink in his hand, people might say, oh, he's not sober anymore, and it would just turn into this big thing. But he just says, like, I just don't have time, and I respect that. So read that, B105country.com, your B105 app. While you're there, you can see the cutest little photos of Carrie Underwood's son, who just had the best birthday ever. So if you've been following any country stars on social media, you know that Nashville got some snow, and it was just in time for her son's birthday. This is her son, Jacob. She also has Isaiah. He's a huge sports person, huge hockey kid, and their pond in the backyard froze, so they were able to move the birthday party out onto their pond, and he got to skate, and he was just beside himself. He was so excited. So you can see those cute photos, B105country.com, and your B105 app. And then the most random story for last. I thought this was a prank, but NBA star Jimmy Butler, he says he's making a country album. He's been working on this for over a year. He says he has 60 songs under his belt. He wants to record 200. He's not going to sing on any of the tracks, but he's like the person producing them and putting it all together. He's a writer and producer, and he just wrote a song for Breland. So I'm just shocked. That was not on my bingo card. Lots of things aren't, but this definitely wasn't. But he's super talented. You can see a little clip, or hear it, I guess, B105country.com, your B105. Luke Combs, 8:22 on B105. Today, cloudy with a high of 25. So we were talking about Walker Hayes, I think, in the 6 o'clock hour, Lauren's Country Lowdown. But I think he kind of started a trend here. You might have seen this. And if you want to take part, just know that this starts today at noon. But Applebee's is now offering a year-long subscription for weekly date night. So they just announced that they will sell a limited number of date night passes starting today. Now, that's noon Eastern Standard Time, so that would be like, I don't know, 11 o'clock here. Don't fact check me on that one. If you want to get it, make sure that you actually figure that out. But it includes up to $30 of food and non-alcoholic beverages per use, and you can use it 52 times, so once per week, between February 1st and January 31st of 2025. So you can only use it once during a 24-hour period. You can't, like, you know, use it for lunch and then go use it again for dinner. It's a weekly, so 52. But Applebee's says with dating costs increasing so much over the last 10 years, dating has become more expensive. And they said as one of America's premier date night destinations, Applebee's not only takes away the stress of planning date night, but makes it easier and more affordable than ever. So I like this. This is good marketing. Once you use it 52 times, then it's done. Like, let's say you use it before it expires 52 times, it's done. And it has a value of roughly $1,500. So you are paying a little bit more, but I guess it's nice. You can pay it up front. You don't have to worry about it. You can present it to Applebee's servers when you order, and then you can also use it for online things as well. So very interesting. These will be sold on their website, not in person, and there are 16 locations not participating in the offer. So not sure just yet if that includes like the Miller Hill Mall location or the Superior location, but we should know soon. David Drew's on the beat. And yeah, $200 subscription pass, which I think that's cool. You save money and you can eat all of the Applebee's. I really do think that Walker Hayes had a part in this. He made date night. He brought it back. Date night at Applebee's. Time now is 8:44 on the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We will warm up today, high of 25 and cloudy, but talk about, I don't know if it's the wrong place at the right time, the right place at the wrong, I don't know, but this is karma at its finest. So a cop unknowingly walked in on a robbery at a 7-Eleven. So this happened in California on January 17th, so last week. And the security camera footage was shared by the West Covina Police Department because it is just incredible. So it shows a man walking into the store just before 9 o'clock, and the cashier is grabbing him his cigarettes. And when the cashier turns around, this guy has a gun and he's like, put money in this bag for me, right? So it's like a robbery. Well, unfortunately, a sergeant by the name of Sergeant Abel Hernandez had just pulled up to the same 7-Eleven because he wanted something to drink. So he walks in, doesn't really realize what's going on, and then the suspect starts to leave, and that's when the sergeant catches on. The cashier is also like, this guy just robbed me. And of course, the cop chased him, got him in custody, found a loaded handgun, and approximately $400. So Ramon Gonzalez is our jerk today, 48 years old. He was arrested and charged with robbery, felony possession of a firearm, and carrying a concealed weapon. Don't do that. And that's just amazing that cop just happened to roll up at that time. Probably would have got away with it because, you know, it was just the cashier and then the robber. So I love stories like this. Karma's a real thing. Time now is 8:52 on B105. Today, cloudy with a high of 25. I can't really tell if it's a little sunny out right now based on where our studio is, but cloudy for most of the day. So take that as you will. This might be my favorite angel we've ever had. That's saying something. Our angel today is a 105-year-old woman. I want to be her when I grow up. Her name is Florence Hackman. She's obviously a legend. She just turned 105. And apparently, she's the life of the party. And she takes multiple shots of Fireball daily. And she brings everybody at her assisted living facility great joy. So Fireball caught wind that she is a big Fireball girly. She's from Cincinnati, Ohio, by the way. And they sent a man dressed in a Fireball blazer with Fireball, 105 Fireball shots to be exact, and helped her celebrate her birthday. She says it was totally unexpected. And yeah, she's just like a legend just in life, but also at her assisted living facility. Everybody loves her. She had a big birthday to celebrate, so she wasn't doing all those Fireball shots by herself. And a little Minnesota connection here. Her birthday party had 50 guests, and they were watching the Cincinnati Bengals take on the Minnesota Vikings. Apparently, she is not a Vikings fan. She's a Bengals fan, but that makes sense. She's, you know, from Cincinnati, Ohio, but love that the Vikings are mentioned as well. So read more about that. You can see a photo of her and the guy in the Fireball blazer, all that, B105country.com and your B105 app.